Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson. And I want to welcome you to day 21 of Verses of Victory. As you can see, or rather as you can hear, I'm without music this morning, but that's okay. A song without music is a problem, but it's okay. And it's ironic when I tell you what the verse is, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But welcome to day 21 of 31 Verses of Victory. Verses of Victory is a devotional that is designed to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. So we are on day 21. We're going all the way up through May 1st. And it says, from Isaiah 54, verse 17, Isaiah 54, verse 17. We're in the NKJV, which is the New King James Version. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 54, 17. Now, that's why I said it's ironic, because it seemed like I wasn't going to be able to get to this as early as I didn't get to this as early as I normally do. And sometimes I get too much of a perfectionist, and I'm like, I got to have this posted before I post anything else for the day. And I have to learn to recognize it really doesn't matter. But it's funny because I had to laugh at myself. Really, the no weapon, it wasn't that weapons was formed against me. My phone wasn't charged, and my music wasn't charged. My iPad wasn't charged. So a lot of times we want to say there's a weapon being formed against us, which really we would just prepare. We would be okay. But it's all good because I'm here now, and it's a wonderful morning. So day 21, it's kind of short and sweet. It says, there are many spiritual weapons that either already exist or are being formed. Yes, formed, sharpened, designed by someone's hands and ultimately by Satan's hands. But we are told that none of those weapons will prosper. The key word is prosper. It is not saying that we will not face weapons or have weapons thrust upon our lives. But what it is saying is that when those weapons do come, they will last but for a while, and then they will cease. They cannot succeed against us because we ultimately have the victory through Christ our Lord. So remember that when the many snares and traps begin to pile up in your situation, get ready to knock them down with the help of your God and His promises. So we're going to go to our three P's. That's personalize, practice, and proclaim. Personalize always asks, what does this verse mean to you? What does it mean to you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper? And does the accompanying devotional, which is my take on things, remind you of any situation in your own life? Practice. What steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? And we always close out the morning by proclaiming a prayer of victory over your situation. Now, before I get to the prayer, one of the songs that comes to mind, maybe you can look it up if you know it or haven't heard it before. Fred Hammond has a song called No Weapon Formed Against Me Shall Prosper. So maybe take a listen to that today, and may it bless you. You know, I relate everything to music, even though I don't have my own music today. Join me in proclaiming with this prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the assurance that no weapon, no matter what it is, formed against me shall prosper. Thank you that those weapons will never overcome me. Help me to remember that when the troubles arise in my life, that they may come, and maybe even linger for a while, but that they will pass. I declare victory over the weapons in my life. Amen. I want to thank you for being with me for 21 days thus far. And I want to invite you to visit me on my Facebook page under This Is His Song, of course, where you find this posted. But also on my blog, which is thisishissong.com. I'm looking for new subscribers. You get a lot of great information. Facebook is great, but of course the blog goes into a lot more detail, and there's other things there for you to see. So hopefully you will consider making that move. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye now.